Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning. I'm glad you're here. And Andrew Orr, I'm glad you are here too. I hope you're well.
Hey, I'm doing good.
Awesome. So glad you are both here. I'm just going to jump straight into topics. And we're going to kind of have a security-focused episode today. And I want to start by talking some about passcodes on our iPhone. And this discussion, it was inspired or spawned out of the realization I had that there's a lot of people that don't understand why strong passcodes on our iPhones are important and just what they can do to improve their passcodes. So I started off today by writing a tip telling people how you can set up alphanumeric passcodes on your iPhone or iPad. And my feeling right now is you need to have at least a 6-digit passcode on your iPhone. And I don't care if you don't feel like you have anything that you need to hide, if you're not worried about the security. You should be worried about the security, because even if you don't feel like you have anything to hide, there's a lot of personal identifying information that's on your iPhone. And so if your iPhone falls into the wrong hands and there's no passcode to protect your information, now you're looking at a situation where maybe you'll have to deal with identity theft or someone getting into all of your other accounts and like maybe clearing out your bank account. And these are just bad things that we shouldn't have to deal with.
So in line with that, you should have your auto lock also set at a pretty short period of time.
Yes. Yeah.
If you leave your phone on a Panera counter and walk out of the store, you want to make sure it gets locked pretty quick rather than somebody having time to fiddle with it and turn the auto lock to never and then have their way with the phone.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. I'm checking my setting right now. Let's see. Require passcode immediately. Yeah, that's about quick enough for me. So that's actually a great tip. So listeners, where you would find this setting specifically, go into settings on your iPhone or iPad, go to Touch ID and passcode, unless you have an iPhone 10, and then it's Face ID and passcode. And you'll have to enter your current passcode to see the settings. And then you can scroll down to where it says require passcode, and then you can change that setting there. So mine set to immediately, and I'm not going to change that. So
yeah, I've heard of some criminals snatching a phone out of someone's hands and then like keep pressing on the screen just to make sure it doesn't turn out or turn off.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's yes, I've heard of that too. And that so my setting wouldn't help with that. If someone grabs my phone while they know it's unlocked and they just keep tapping on the screen, it's going to stay unlocked because it's showing activity. Mm-hmm. But as the instant my screen goes black, you need to have a passcode to get back into it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, what type of passcodes are you guys using right now on your iPhones?
I'm not going to say how many I'm using right now, but I'm going to up it to two more.
All right. Well, can I ask if you are using a numeric passcode or an alphanumeric passcode?
No, I'm not going to answer that either.
God, you are good. Andrew, are you willing to share that information?
Yeah, I'm running the 6-digit numeric passcode.
Okay, that's good, because you're doing at least the minimum level of passcode security that Apple suggests. And that's important, because with a 4-digit passcode, any of these systems that can hack passcodes, they can do it very quickly. So, you know, we're talking under an hour, and in many cases, probably under 15 minutes.
I think what's happening here is that from a user perspective, from a user interface perspective, the phone can be made pretty secure by defining how many password attempts you can have before you're locked out. Mm-hmm. But as I understand it, these electronic devices attach themselves to the circuitry of the iPhone and bypass that.
Yes.
So that passwords can be tried in quick succession.
And there are different ways, from what I understand, for this to work. One way is you try a passcode, and before the phone has an opportunity to write its little flag saying failed passcode, you force the phone to reboot. And then another technique is to image the entire device and then work with the image. And so every time you hit the point where the phone would be locked from too many password attempts, you just wipe that image and reload it and keep going.
I have a feeling Apple's working pretty hard on bypassing or preventing all of these techniques.
I have a feeling
their engineers are working really hard on this.
Yeah. So, Andrew, I'm with you right now. Well, at least I was up until I took screenshots for my tip today, where I was using a 6-digit passcode on my iPhone. And so I changed that today. I figured as long as I'm in here so I can take screenshots, I might as well change my passcode. And so mine is longer now. And I love this bit of information that Matthew Green shared on Twitter. He is a cryptology instructor at Stanford, I believe. I hope I'm getting that right. And he says that worst case scenario for breaking a 4-digit passcode is 13 minutes, and average time is 6.5 minutes. For a 6-digit passcode, 22 hours, worst case scenario, but less than 12 on average. And then if you go to an 8-digit passcode, now you're up to 92 days to break that passcode, or 46 on average. And then if you take it to a 10-digit passcode, now you're up to 9,259 days. And this is just with digits, so that's 0 through 9. If you add in letters, which can be uppercase, lowercase, and then punctuation symbols, your possible combinations for a passcode go up dramatically, like exponentially. And then at that point, it becomes markedly harder to hack someone's passcode. And now you're talking about years, and in some cases, thousands of years with current technology to break those passcodes. So so this is one of the reasons why I'm really advocating people start using stronger passcodes on their devices, even if they don't think they have anything to hide.
I'll probably switch to alphanumeric eventually.
And switching to alphanumeric now isn't the same type of commitment that it was, say, when we had an iPhone 4S, because we have Touch ID and we have Face ID. So you can create a more complicated passcode and still get into your device just as easily as you did with a 4 or 6-digit code, except for when you reboot your device. That's the time when you're going to have to put in your longer code. But that seems like a reasonable trade-off for improved security with your device.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that brings us to the other thing that I wanted to talk about today, and this is GrayKey. And GrayKey had a lot to do with me deciding, okay, we really need to be talking more about passcode security on our iOS devices. So GrayKey is this little box that can seriously fit in your pocket that comes from a company called GrayShift. And what it does is it hacks passcodes on iPhones. So you can plug two in, so you can have it working on two at once. And then they don't say exactly what the process is that it goes through, but it has some process where it can sit there and work through passcodes without causing the device to lock out. And then you have the passcode for the device. So they're selling this, they say, only to law enforcement. And it costs $15,000 for a box that is like permanently bound to your network. So the idea being you take it into the forensic lab at your law enforcement agency, set it up, it goes onto the network, and it's now locked to that network. So you can't use it anywhere else. For $30,000, though, you can get a version of this that you can take anywhere and use anywhere. And that means that you now have the possibility of these devices falling into the wrong hands. And it's only a matter of time if it hasn't happened already. And to be clear, I'm not saying that Grayshift is selling these devices to people that they're claiming they're not. And I'm not saying that there's been some break-in and they've been stolen. But once a device is out of their physical control, at some point it's going to be out of someone else's physical control too.
So for first order, there's some export restrictions. Oh, you have to give a license and document who they sell it to.
Right, yeah. Of course. But the thing is, this device is easy to obtain for government budgets. It's not prohibitively expensive, and it's really easy to use. So this gray key product has me thinking it's time for all of us to bump up our passcodes to something more secure.
How long do you think it'll be before Apple is able to block the use of gray key?
That's a really good question. And I'm assuming, without knowing the details about how this device works, I'm assuming that this will be a hardware change that Apple makes.
Yeah.
So the earliest we could see something from a hardware standpoint that would block the gray key device would be with the next iPhone.
Well, I read the other day that the next generation iPhone is starting to enter production here now.
They'd be at early production test runs.
If their engineering solution was in place in September, maybe they've got it all figured out for production for this fall's iPhone. But it might be a year from now.
It might be a year from now, and considering that this device hit the market in late 2017, it's possible that Apple is in a position where the design was locked in at a point where they can't block gray key with the next iPhone, which means it'd be 2019 before you'd have an iPhone that could truly block gray key. And my assumption is that the way these devices are designed, that the law enforcement agencies would probably have to get a new one after Gray Key figures out how or if they can hack the next iPhone. So, yeah. So maybe they'll have like a trade-up program for these boxes.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's some law enforcement agencies that are hoping so, because at some point, the boxes they have will not work on whatever the current iPhone is. So, do you guys think that I'm off base saying that a stronger passcode, a passphrase, we're using letters, numbers, and symbols, is going to be fairly effective for now at blocking devices like Gray Key?
I think it will for now. I mean, stronger passcodes is pretty much the traditional defense against stuff like this, just because, like we were saying before, the amount of time it takes to brute force that grows almost exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I'm going to play devil's advocate a bit.
Okay.
So I've read a lot of things so far about Reiki in the news, but isn't this what we want, though? Because no one wants a backdoor in their software, and no one wants a way to circumvent encryption. So with those off the table, devices like these is basically the traditional fallback. And right now, I don't see much wrong with it because you can't use it to break into multiple devices at once. I mean, you can do it for two devices, but that's still, it's not hundreds or millions. It doesn't affect all iPhone users around the world. So this, the way I see it, it works like a traditional police search. Now, I don't like the fact that you can access, like, it basically, you know, just dumps the whole file system on there. I think that's kind of scary. Yep. But so far, it seems to me that it's like the logical conclusion of this battle.
Or at least this phase in the battle.
You made a good point, Andrew, that the police would have to have physical possession of the phone, which means that there's probably been some law enforcement event that causes the phone to be in the hands of the police instead of the hands of the individual. Mm-hmm. So from a personal perspective, if your phone is you know, just lost on the street, it's probably likely to land in the hands of somebody who's not technologically equipped to break into the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems less likely, for sure. So I'm going to toss another scenario out at you guys, as long as we're just exploring this. What if you surrender a phone or hand over a phone to law enforcement because you think it may help with some investigation they're doing? Like, let's say, for example, that there's someone that's missing and their iPhone is still available. And so you say, well, here, take their phone. And now, in the course of looking through that phone to find information that may be useful in locating this missing person, they now find other things that are not related to that at all that tie you to a crime.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that there probably isn't anything like that yet, but I'm guessing something like that would probably be dictated by what kind of procedure they have.
Sure.
And if they did something like that, they would probably have to go through a certain series of steps. Like if someone was missing, they would, you know, bring the device to their family, for example, before trying to break it open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, I know that there are legal procedures you follow. Like if you hit a point where you realize, oh, I found potential evidence of a different crime, well, now you can stop and you can get a search warrant to continue looking for what you just discovered. So I know there's procedures in place, but okay. So now here's the other side of it. Let's say you do have a phone that you get back that had been searched using Reiki. We don't know how this works. Like seriously, the company doesn't say how it works. Has your phone been compromised in some other way? There's no way to know.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly possible.
So, yeah, I get the value in a device like this for legitimate criminal investigations. I just get worried that they're not going to stay in a venue where they're only being used for legitimate criminal investigations.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the one model where it's geofenced, I think that's a really clever idea, but the more expensive one is a little bit more worrying to me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And let's say that you're working for the company and decide, I really need to make some extra money on the side. And so you just kind of put one of these together on the sly and take it out the back door, and you sell it to someone for $50,000.
Yep.
And again, I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just tossing out scenarios.
Right. Wouldn't it be cool if Apple set up a system with your watch so that if the iPhones fell out of contact, you got an alert on your watch that was audio and tactile?
You know, I've
lost contact with the phone. Where is it? Help. Yeah.
I have wondered about that ever since the original Apple Watch came out. Why is that not a thing? I mean, I've got my watch on my wrist, so unless I lose my arm, I know the watch is still there. But my iPhone, it can fall out of my pocket. It can fall out of my bag. I can get distracted and leave it sitting somewhere. And so if I walk out of range, why am I not getting an alert?
Yeah, that'd be great. It could just go into panic mode.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That should absolutely be a thing that we have. And we should have had since Apple Watch. What are they calling the original one now? Apple Watch Zero?
Series Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been there from the beginning. We're out of time, so we have to wrap up. John, thank you for being here today.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
And Andrew, thank you for being here as well.
My pleasure. That was a good episode.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the discussion. And listeners, if you haven't taken the time to create a stronger passcode on your iPhone yet, as soon as the show's done, go ahead and take a couple minutes to do it. It's pretty easy to do. Just go to Settings, Touch ID and Passcode, or Face ID and Passcode if it's an iPhone X. And then choose the option where you can change your passcode. And from there, you can tap passcode options. And now you can choose alphanumeric and give yourself a stronger passcode. So go do it. I want to make sure everyone's devices are safe and that all your personal information is secure. So please go make yourself a new passcode. All right. And thanks for listening. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.